Tonight we are going to be covering, I gave the title something like, how late should your Seder go, and falling asleep during the Seder a little bit, and we're also talking about when you should eat your afikom. So we're actually going to do very, very little Gemara Mishnah. I thought to start in the middle of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, but I think we'll start with the Mishnah, and if we want, we can kind of swing back and do a little bit more Gemara at the end if we have time. So it's the Mishnah all the way at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It's just the Mishnah all the way at the bottom. Why, is there a Mishnah on both pages? No, there isn't. There's a Mishnah on the front page. Yeah? All the way at the bottom. All the way at the bottom. All the way at the bottom.
I only have Kuf Chaf.
Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he meant.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Did I say Kuf Chaf Aleph? Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. Sorry. Rookie mistake. So the Mishnah. Yashnu Miktzatan Yochlu. Kulan Lo Yochlu. And then next thing is Hapesach Achar Chatzot Mitameyat Hayadayim Apigol VaAnosar Mitamein Es Hayadayim. Okay, so what's this Mishnah talking about? So this is the second to last Mishnah in Pesachim. As I always like to say, the first nine chapters of Pesachim are less relevant. Well, the first one is relevant because it talks about Chametz, but then it kind of goes off into Korban Pesach, and then you get to the 10th parak, which is probably the most relevant parak in all of Shas. In terms of halacha lemaisa, it covers the wide range of issues. Oh, Orach Chaim, from kiddush to brachos, and then finally to the actual seder. Almost the entire Haggadah is taken for the last 5-6 dapim of Pesachim. Literally, the Mishnayot actually show up in the Haggadah, and all the halachot come from here. So this is kind of the tail end. We've actually done in previous shiur, and we've done the previous dapim, and now we're up to this. So this is actually talking about all the way at the end of the Seder. And it says, if the people at the Seder fall asleep, okay? If some of them fall asleep, meaning not all of them, so then you can continue to eat the Korban Pesach, we'll presume for now. We'll read the Rashbam afterwards. We assume we're talking about during the times of the Mikdash when you had a Korban Pesach. So you continue to eat the Korban Pesach even if people fall asleep. However, if everybody falls asleep, then you can't continue to eat.
In your group.
The group is done. You're finished for the night. Go. You wake up. You say, oh, shoot, we didn't finish the Korban Pesach. We wanted to do more stuff. Too bad. Go back to sleep. Wake up tomorrow morning. You're done. However,
this is assuming you've eaten some already.
Yeah. Rabbi Yossi jumps in and says, well, not so fast. Nitnam nu yochlu, nirdemu lo yochlu. Now, Rabbi Yossi says something that on the face of it sounds very simple. But it's not so simple. Rabbi Yossi says, if you nitnamnu, anybody want to try to take a stab at what nitnamnu means?
Nambalonim.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Yechezkel knows the Gemara already. Nimbalonim, we don't have any more. There's one over here, though. There's one set over here. Nimbalonim is what the Gemara is going to say, which means that you're kind of dozing off. It's like you're doing
there, but not there.
What's that called? It's not the rubber ducky. What is it called? That duck that you get on your desk that kind of goes like this.
The bird.
What's
the
that
bird
called? The bird. Yeah, it goes like this.
The bird
right?
Goes like this.
You're kind of waving up and down like somebody during davening or somebody during my speech in shul. When you go like this, so that's nitnam. Let's just say it means that you are kind of in and out. All right, you're awake, but you're asleep. So then, Rabbi Yossi says, then you can continue. However, if you fall asleep, right, tardema, you really, really fall asleep, then you cannot. You fall asleep for real, then you cannot. Okay, who wants to tell me? Is Rabbi Yossi being meiko on the Tanakama, or is he being machmer on the Tanakama? In other words, we'll assume here that there are two positions. Is Rabbi Yossi the meiko, or is the Tanakama the meiko? What do you mean? Well, by Mekel, I mean, who would let you continue to eat in more situations? Rabbi Yossi or the Tanakama? Why do you say that?
Because
you can have a little doze, and you can follow, and you can continue.
Yeah.
Right? Yes? Does everybody agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Good. Obviously, this is just a trick question. But,
well, yeah. What did the Tanakama? The Tanakama made a chiluk, right? What was his chiluk?
How many people?
How many people falling asleep? What does Rabbi Yossi say about how many people fell asleep?
Doesn't.
We don't know. No. Correct? We don't know. So, is there another possibility?
Even if one person.
It's possible that
Even though one person becomes nirdam, then that would be enough to disqualify the entire group.
I don't know about the whole group, but at least that guy.
Okay.
Right? At least that guy. Maybe Rabbi Yossi thinks that the Tanakhama doesn't go far enough. The Tanakhama says that if half the group falls asleep, as long as the other half stays awake, they can wake up and continue eating, the whole group, including the people who fell asleep. And Rabbi Yossi maybe says, no, that's only if they were dozing off. But if they really fell asleep, then they are not. So we're going to see that those are two positions in the Rishonim. So I told you, it's not so simple. So that's Rabbi Yossi. That's the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Yossi. Now, the second half of the Mishnah deals with a different issue. Lo yochlu ha-pesach achar chatzot. Lo yochlu ha-pesach is actually from the previous clause. All of that was lo yochlu ha-pesach. Fine. Achar chatzot metame et yadayim ha-pigol v'anosar metame nesei yadayim. Okay? So, ha-pesach achar chatzot, if the pesach after chatzot, right, after midnight, is metame yadayim, which means...
Well, you can't eat it.
It's metame yadayim. It definitely means you can no longer eat it, right? You can't eat it after chatzot because at that point it's metame yadayim. That's a general statement, but it's related to Pesach because this is in a form notar. Notar is when the korban has expired, so to speak. You can no longer eat it. So any kind of korban has an expiry point, and after that, it's notar, it has to be burned. And pigel, who knows what pigel is? Who remembers what pigel is? Liron, what's pigel?
No. Quite
he had the wrong intention, either in the wrong place or the wrong time or any wrong intention. Very good. The person who's bringing the korban has the wrong intention. He thinks that he's going to eat it outside the Beit HaMikdash, or he thinks he's going to eat it in a week from now. That's called pigel. Only he and God know. Right? That's a cool thing. Only he and God know. It's like when you forget Yalav Yavo. Right? It's the same thing. Only you and God know.
Everybody else is going to know when you do Shemoneh Esrei again.
Exactly. And everybody is going to know when the Kohen says, all right, I have to bring another korban now. Because I was a pigle. I was mafagel. I think that's the verb. I don't know. Okay. So that is the Mishnah. Any questions about the Mishnah? Two halachot in the Mishnah. Machloket about the first one. Second one is pretty straightforward. Fine. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yossi first. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nitnam Nu Yochlu Nirdim Lo Yochlu. So immediately,
can we just understand why is the status of the Korban Pesach and Metames Yadayim after Chatzos?
Okay, so let me actually make that clearer. What does it mean Metames Yadayim? Is that Midaraisa or Midarabanan? That concept. It's only the concept of Metames Yadayim is only Midarabanan. But it's a way of the Chachamim for preventing you from eating it. Okay. It's usher to eat it, but midaraisa, there's nothing, it's not infectious, right? There's nothing wrong with the meat, you just can't eat it. Midrabanan, the rabbi said, it's metame yasei adayim in order to make sure that you realize the severity of it. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, though, after Chatzot, according to this Mishnah. Was your question about why you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzot, or why it's Metame Yadayim?
Why it's Metame Yadayim.
Okay, so it's Metame Yadayim. The rabbis instituted that. Rashi actually, I believe... by the way, at the top you have Rashi, and on the bottom you have Rashbam. Okay, Rashbam thinks he's Art Scroll. He does. He always does. What's the longest Masechta in Shas? No? Dapim? No. Dapim? Baba Basra. 176. Why is Baba Basra the longest Masechta in Shas? Because the Rashbam's grandfather, Rashi, died, I think, on Daf Lamed or something like that. I forget exactly where. And the Rashbam thinks that he's Art Scroll. You can tell. Like, look at these comments. It looks like Tosfos. So basically, you have two sides of Tosfos in the Bava Basra. Bava Basra should not be that long. It shouldn't. Shabbos should be much longer. But the Bava Basra is long because the Rashbam, you know, takes his job very, very seriously, and he wants to explain everything very meticulously. So you can look, Rashi and the Rashbam comment on the same things, and yet look the difference between how long they write. He took his opportunity, you know? If you look, so Rashi doesn't say anything about Matam Yaseh Adayim, but the Rashbam does. He says, Dahavali nosar mechatzot ve'ilach, v'rabanan gazru ala nosar letam Yaseh Adayim, k'dem afarish time in Bugmar. Okay, the Gemara, we'll talk about it later on. I don't think we're going to get to it. Okay, fine. Any other questions about the Mishnah before we get into the Gemara? No, good. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnamnu Yochlu, Nirdimu Lo Yochlu, that's what we saw. Heichi Dami Nisnamnim. So as Yecheskel pointed out, what does it mean Nisnamnim? Amar Avashi, Nim Velo Nim, Tir Velo Tir. Right, so he's sleeping, he's awake, he's sleeping, but he's sleeping, he's not sleeping, he's awake, but he's not awake. Kigon, What?
Same terminology as Birkat HaMazon.
It's the same concept, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same concept. In fact, no, it doesn't. But yeah, same concept. And then the Gemara gives a little bit more explanation. How do you tell? Kigon de kari le va'ani, v'lo yada lahadure sevara, v'chimit guru le midkar. Right? Let's try to parse that. You call him, and he answers. In other words, if you call him, you know, all right, everybody's dad, right, at the table on Friday night, mother calls him, and he goes, yeah. Like, he'll answer to his name. He can't talk, he can't take part in the conversation. My father's not here, Baruch Hashem. He was almost here. He's supposed to be here, but it's okay. You know, he can't partake in the conversation, but if you call his name, he'll answer, right? And then, leave it. He can't answer. But if you ask him about the conversation later, miraculously, he can kind of remember what was talked about it. Midkar is liskor. How do I know? Because the Dalit and the Zion, right? They interchange. Exactly. In Aramaic, Dalit and Zion interchange, which is why Dahava is Zahav, right? And Midkar is Zachar.
He was half dreaming about the conversation.
Yeah, he kind of remember it because it went into his brain, even if he couldn't actually process it properly. Fine. So that's what mitnamnem means. You're kind of awake and kind of asleep. Abaye avayotiv kamei de Rabba. It's a fantastic story. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazat de kamenamnem. He saw that Rabba, his Rebbe, right? Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe and his adopted father, actually. He saw that Rabba was kind of dozing off. Amar le menam kanaimar. Abaye said, you're asleep. Amar le minumi kamenamnem, betnan nitnamnu yochlo nirdemu lo yochlo. Said, yeah, I was mitnamnem. And you know what the Mishnah says? It says, if you're mitnamnem, so you can continue to eat. Okay? Now look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "Hama menamnim Rabba la'achar shehitchel le'achol matzat chova ba'achrona." So Rashbam locates this very appropriately at what period of time? Le'al Seder, which makes a lot of sense. They were in the middle of eating matzah. Okay, he was literally eating the matzah and falling asleep.
I could see that happening.
It was late. Yeah, totally. He was eating the matzah. He was falling asleep. So the Rashbam continues, Nitnam nu yochlu tnan, aval im hu yashen, if he was sleeping, afilu hu levado, shuv lo haya yoch ochel, desir le karbiyosi damar nirdimu, afilu mingsasem lo yochlu. Oh, Rashbam just tipped his hand with regard to what I asked you guys before. Right? Your first take was that Rabbi Yossi was, who first attacked this when I asked at the beginning? Was Rabbi Yossi Mekel or Machmir? I forget who it was. One of you said he was Mekel, right?
Yeah.
So what does the Rashbam think? That he's Machmir. Because Rashbam says that if he was Yoshein, if he really fell asleep, if he was Nirdam, even though he was the only one who fell asleep, because Abaye, apparently at least, is there, right? It's Rabba. Abaye and Rabba are at least, there's at least two people there, Abaye and Rabba, according to the Rashbam. And Rabba dozed off, and he checked with Abaye afterwards, you know, was I dozing off or was I asleep? Because there's a nafka mina, if he was asleep, he can't continue. Because he holds like Rabbi Yossi. But if he was only mitnamnim, then he can continue. Rashi is assuming that Rabbi Yossi is machmir. Because according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't make a difference if he was asleep or not asleep. Because even if he was asleep,
because there was one person,
there was another person, exactly, he could continue to eat. So the Rashbam tipped his hand, okay? Both with regards to that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and that Rabbi Yossi is machmir. Okay? Weiter. So that's the story. We're obviously going to return to this. Gemara continues. HaPesach achar chatzos metameh seyadayim. After chatzos, you're done. Alma, mechatzos, havleinosar. Sounds like the Chachamim were metame yadayim because they felt that after chatzos, what happens to the Korban Pesach? It becomes nosar. You're finished. Man Tana, who says this? Who is the Tana who says this? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariahu. It's definitely Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, "Va'achlu et habasar balayla hazeh." That's what the Torah says about the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Elazar comments, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer ne'amar kan balayla hazeh, v'ne'amar lahalan va'avarti beretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh. God says, "I'm going to go in Eretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh, right, to do makas bacharos." So balayla hazeh, when did that take place? When did he do makas bacharos? We know that. Well, kachatzas.
Right?
He did it at chatzos, you're right, but he said he was going to do it at kachatzas, which is one of the things that the Prince of Egypt got right, by the way, because it actually says around midnight, which is pretty cool. Malahalan ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. So if God went at chatzos, then that means that layla here is defined as chatzos. Normally layla would mean, you know, all layla, but because God says balayla hazeh, and we independently know that layla was chatzos, it means that you have only until chatzos. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seems to work. Yes? Elazar ben Azariah, by the way, is one of the MVPs of the... you can't have one of the MVPs. He's one of the major players on the Haggadah, right? Yeah. What?
VIP.
He's one of the VIPs, okay, fine. In the Haggadah, because, right, he turns 70 in the middle of the Haggadah, right? Ariadne Kevent Shivim Shana, right? The great... everybody should tell that story at the Seder. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't have more than one, though. I said one of the MVPs.
He could be a more valuable player as opposed to most.
He could, but then... he could also be most minimum viable product, but I don't think... So, Afkan ad Chatzos. So, who disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Another major player in the Haggadah, Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Valonem archipazon. But it says chipazon, ad shas chipazon. We also have this concept of chipazon, and ad shas chipazon, what's shas chipazon? When did Bnei Israel have chipazon?
In the morning.
In the morning when they left. So you should have until shat chipazon, imkein, matam. So Rabbi Kiva says you have until the morning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you have until chatzos. Rabbi Kiva says you have until the morning. Now they have a discussion. Right? Classic Talmudic machlokas, imkein, matamud lomar balayla, Rabbi Kiva. What are you going to do about balayla? Balayla, balayla. He'll say, yachol yehinechol kakachim bayom. Tamalobar balayla. No. Rabbi Kiva says, balayla over there, I'm going to darshan it for something else. I'm going to darshan it because normally kachim is eaten when? During the day or at night?
During
the day. Sometimes it's eaten during the night. When is it eaten during the night? Specifically when it's a korban. None of you guys could have gotten, that's not true. I was going to say none of you guys could have gotten my candy from the Rav Dani quiz the other day. The shlamim, very good. The shlamim is eaten for how long do you have to eat the shlamim? At least a day and a night. Sometimes you have a day, sometimes you have 2 days and a night, right? The Korban Torah, you have 2 days and a night. So there's a havamina to say that the Korban Pesach is very similar to a shlamim and perhaps even to a toda, as we're going to see. So perhaps you have until, you might think you have until the whole day, the next day. You have, normally you have a day and a night, so now you have a night and a day. Why not? So balayla tells you you have only a night. Rabbi Kiva, hai hazeh. Oh, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has two words. Balayla hazeh. So Rabbi Kiva, what are you going to do about hazeh? My avidle. Mi balei, he needs it. Limute layla acher hudata. No, because that excludes... You might think that you have two nights to eat it. Fine, you don't have during the day. But maybe you have two nights, two consecutive nights. You might think that normally a shlamim you have 2 days and a night in between, so maybe now you have two nights and a day in between. Because of Rahmana, hazeh. That's why I have to tell you hazeh. Very nice. Rabbi Kiva finishes things off. But now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to deal with something. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amr l'cha, kol heicha d'kasav boker... Sorry, where did I go? Where did I go? Yeah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, not so fast, Rabbi Akiva. I can learn the idea that you don't have a day, you can't eat it into the day from l'iloto tirad boker. It says you can't leave it until the morning. What are you talking about? Why would you think that you could eat it during the day? It says you can't leave it until the morning. Nafka. Ha, Rabbi Kiva Amr l'cha, Wait, did I get it? Milot Tatira ad boker nafkaha. Rabbi Kiva Marlacha, Iloka Zarachmana Hazah, Amina, my boker, boker sheni. Rabbi Kiva says, no, no. Because if I assumed that I had two nights and a day in between, then maybe I would have said, Lo Tatira Rimani ad boker means? The second morning. Maybe I have tonight, tomorrow, the next night, and then the next morning I'm not allowed to continue. Now that, I find this a little strange because why would you think you would have the second morning? Right? Because Rabbi Kiva's logic is that you have two nights and a day instead of 2 days and a night, right? So why would you think you would have two nights and 2 days? Don't know. Fine. Sorry. I didn't see anybody ask that question. But, yeah. Rabbi Elazar Amar Lecha Kol Heichad Dekatz of Boker Boker Rishon. Rabbi Elazar just says, I disagree with you with how Boker works. Boker always means tomorrow morning. Whereas Rabbi Akiva believes that it could sometimes mean a morning, like the next morning.
Do we ever see that you have the not day and night?
No, we don't. We don't, but we do have day, night, day. So he thought maybe you could have the inverse. Yeah, so that's what I was thinking as I was saying it, but I could have seen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responding to Rabbi Akiva this way. But he didn't. Okay.
No, but even if you're just learning Balayla Azeh,
yeah.
As Rabbi Elazar learns it, you still couldn't ask the same question about the pasuk. You're learning
only
for one night. Why do you need
not to take one night book? Meaning, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, that you only have until Chatzot.
Oh, but then
you have to burn it by the morning.
You have the whole night. You need the question.
Well, you have to burn it by the morning, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You basically have this gap between Chatzot and the morning where you have to have burnt it by then. Actually, that's not true, is it? You have to burn it at night?
No.
You don't have to burn it at night?
No,
so what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah think you're going to do?
Well, it's not true that
Rabbi
Elazar ben Azariah
think you're going to do between Chatzos and the morning.
I don't think the question even comes up about the pasuk and what it means.
From whose perspective?
Your perspective.
From why not?
Rabbi Kiva was using the pasuk for the second morning. You can say why?
Right.
Why would you assume that? Why would you? If you're learning out one nap, you wouldn't assume the next morning either.
I'm saying, so let me get. My question would be this. According to Rabbi Akiva, you need Balayla Hazeh to tell you that you should not think that you have two nights in a day in between. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, but you have a Lota Terimino Ad Boker, which means you don't even have until tomorrow morning. So Rabbi Akiva will say, no, because that tells you that you can't continue into the second day, second morning. So I'm saying, why would you think you could continue into the second morning? Because even according to Rabbi Akiva, the most you could have would be two nights and a day in between to parallel 2 days and a night in between. That's what I would expect.
Yeah, but that's just emphasizing the fact that Rabbi Akiva is going to burn it before.
But why do you need to emphasize? I don't know if you need to burn it before. I don't actually remember. Not sure. Okay, Sarachian. Fine. Continue. Okay. Amar Rava. Achal matzah bezman hazeh achar chatzos. What happens if you eat matzah nowadays after chatzos? The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yatza yedei chobasa. You're not yotze.
But if you had a shiur before, and then... Okay, that would be fine.
No, he's saying, if you don't eat your matzah beforehand, you're not yotze. So Gemara says, pshita.
What matzah are we talking about? Matzah...
Unclear. But let's assume any matzah. Pshita. Dekeven de'idkish le'pesach, ke'pesach dami. After all, matzah is idkish le'pesach. Now, what do we... So it's a pshita. Of course, matzah has the same halacha as Pesach. Korban Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you have to eat before Chatzos. So of course matzah you have to eat before Chatzos because it's Itkish LePesach. What does the Gemara mean by that? When is it Itkish LePesach?
LePesach.
What Pesach?
It says Pesach u'matzah yachluhu.
Al matzah z'morim yachluhu. Good. So the matzah, and the morah for that matter, is connected to the Pesach and has to be eaten in the same time period as the Pesach, right? So the Gemara says, Pita, of course you're not allowed to eat matzah. So what would you think? So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema. What would I have thought? I would have said, because there's another pasuk that maybe extracts it from the Hekesh. What other pasuk extracts it from the Hekesh? The Gemara doesn't clarify. What other pasuk extracts it from the Hekesh? So for that, you need, let's take a look at the Rashbam on the bottom, about five lines up. You see, arts call mamash, like he's like, or Steinzels maybe is more accurate because he's kind of like reading the whole Gemara. V'afke rachmana b'hai kra sheishes yamim tocha alav matzos u'bayom ha-shvi'i. The Gemara points out that the Torah also says in a separate pasuk that you have to eat matzah on the first night, separately from the Korban Pesach. Right? Shabbos Yom Tochel Matzos, and the Gemara has a whole drasha to show that the latter 6 days are only Rishus, but the first night, just like Sukkot, the first night you have to eat matzah separately from the Korban Pesach, which the Gemara uses to show this is actually the third place where you kind of have this idea in Psachim, where you have two separate mitzvahs to eat matzah on Pesach night. One of them now is no longer in play, and one still exists. One of them is Al Matzos Amorim Yochlehu, which doesn't exist anymore, because we don't have the Pesach. And the other is Shivas Yamim Tochlu Matzos, right? You have to eat matzah on the first night, which is still Doraisa. So you might think that one, once you have a Hekesh that says that the matzah, eating the matzah, is not connected to the Pesach anymore, so maybe it no longer has to be eaten before Chatzos. So I might think that the Rashbam explains the Chiyadri called the Chovas Matzah Balayla Harishon Bezman Azed Dechti Be'erav Tochlu Matzos Dehachi Nafkan La'el Amilsa Kamaisa Adri La'achila Ad Chatzos Kedu Bezman Deika Pesach. In other words, once it says Be'erav Tochlu Matzos, it has to be Be'erav, so it's kind of bringing it back. It's the same Erev. It has to also be before Chatzos. But what it comes out is that Rava says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you must eat your matzah before Chatzos. And if you don't, you're not Yotze. Okay? That's the end of the Gemara. All right. Let's return to the two issues that I wanted to talk about. One issue is the falling asleep angle. And then the other issue is going to be this point about Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So if we go to the sources, actually before we go to the sources, let's just remind ourselves, right? The Rashbam assumes that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says that you fall asleep even if you're eating with other people, if you fall asleep mamash, then you can no longer eat. Whereas the Tanna Kamma seems to say that that's not true. Okay. But actually, we're going to be talking about Rav and Abaye. Remember the Rav and Abaye story? How did the Rashbam read the Rav and Abaye story? Where were they when this happened? It was Leila Seder. And Rabba fell asleep, and it could be that he potentially could have lost his opportunity to continue to eat matzah. All right, who agrees with the Rashbam? Lachora the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Kvar be'arnu b'kama makomot she'in ha'pesach ne'achal ela ad chatzos. We'll get back to that later. Kedei l'harchik min ha'avera v'din Torah she'ochol kol ha'layla ad she'ale amud ha'shachar. Okay, we'll get back to that later. So the Rambam says, "Ein bnei chabura chozrin va'ochlin achar shenirdimu b'sheina, afilu b'tchilas halayla." So what does that mean? What position do you think he's taking? Can anybody glean from there what position he took? Well, he definitely took Rabbi Yossi's position because he said nirdimu, right? He takes Rabbi, forget what I was pointing about whether Rabbi Yossi is machmir or mekel. He definitely takes Rabbi Yossi's position against the Tanna Kamma that it's all about nirdam. You have to be nirdam. If you're mitnamnim, you're fine, because he doesn't record mitnamnim. He just says nirdam. Everybody okay with that? So he takes Rabbi Yossi's position. Now, which position does he take, though? So next Rambam, he says, "Mishi Ashen b'toch hasuda v'hikitz eno chozer v'ochel." Right, that's also clear. "B'nei chabura sheyashnu miktzatan b'toch hasuda chozrin v'ochlim nirdemu kulan v'ne'oru lo yochlu nitnamnu kulan yochlu." So what does he say? So the first thing was just a koteret. It was just an introduction. He's saying, if you fall asleep, you're in trouble. But then he gets more particular. But that's basically, that's, you know, if you're alone. But if you have a chabura, so he says, if some of the chabura fall asleep during the seuda, as long as they as they didn't all fall asleep, they can get up and they can continue to eat. But if they all fell asleep and then they woke up, then they can not continue to eat. But if they all dozed off, they can continue to eat. So what is his position?
All dozed off at the same time.
They all dozed off at the same time. What? They kind of remember things that were going on. They didn't, you know, everybody, you know, you ever fall asleep during class? Ever fall asleep during class, you have a falling dream? Like this? You go like that? You know.
I mean, one person has to be awake. Then the
Rambam
said they can all
doze
at the same time.
They're all dozing at the same time. That's what the Rambam
is
saying.
It's a pretty boring setter.
So they all kind of dozed off. The Rambam says they can wake up and continue. All right? So he says Rabbi Yossi is being Mekel. Rabbi Yossi is being Mekel, like the Rashbam. Because he would allow, if at least some of you are awake, even if some of you fell fast asleep, then you can get up and you can continue to eat. And if all of you kind of dozed off, you can continue. Like the Rashbam, exactly like the Rashbam. Okay? The Ravid says something else. The Ravid says, "Im pesach haya ochel v'hu yichidi eino chozer v'ochel mimenu mishum hesach adas nifsal im lo haya sham pesach noto yadav v'mubarech hamotzi v'ochel shashena mafseket." Ravid says, if it's the Pesach and you're alone, you can't go back and eat it because it's a hesach adas and it's nifsal. And if there was no Pesach, you have to actually go back and you have to wash your hands again for the matzah. V'hu shiyashnu kulan. V'at Rabbi Yosef Meimer da'afilu kulan im nimnamnu yochlu d'lo avi hesach adas l'gabe Pesach v'l'gabe achila nami lo avi hafsaka v'kayim len k'Rabbi Yosef d'rabba yalef minei. So what does he say? What does the Ravid say? He says that's if everybody falls asleep, and Rabbi Yosef says that if even everybody is misnamnim, they can go back and they can eat. Isn't this the same as the Rambam? I'm confused. I thought... No, wait, hold on a second. No, I'm sorry. Go back for a second. Rashbam and Rambam disagree. Yeah. The Rashbam says that if even part of the chabura mamash falls asleep, then they're done. Whereas the Rambam says even if part of the chabura falls fast asleep, they can continue. Which is also what the Ravid says. He just adds on the part of the matzah. How do I know this? Take a look at the Lecha Mishnah. So the Lecha Mishnah says Rabbeinu mefarish de Rabbi Yosi palig aseifa umekel. Rabbeinu, here's the Rambam. Everything we just said, that if they all fall fast asleep, then they're done. But anything less than that, if only some of them fall fast asleep, or if all of them only doze off, the Rambam says, continue. They can continue. Rabbi Shmuel, who's Rabbi Shmuel? That's the Rashbam, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel perish dekaya reisha. Rabbi Yosi machmir. Rabbi Shmuel, what? There you go. The Rashbam says that he's talking about the reisha, and Rabbi Yosi is machmir, like we said before. V'achi kamar ma'ida amarta b'seifa miksatan yochlu demashma afilu nirdemu ein adin ken elim nirdemu afilu miksatan asurin. And he says, according to him, so what happened with Abaye? So Rashbam said, Abaye ochel im Rabba. You have to assume that Abaye and Rabba were eating together. Right? Everything that we saw before, Rashbam said this. Abaye and Rabba were eating together, as they would, father and adopted son. And Rabbi and Rabba started to doze off, and Abaye made sure that he didn't fall fast asleep, because if he had fallen fast asleep, he would be out of the game. For Rabbeinu, the Rambam, Nirushi Yifarish Abaye lo haya ochel im Rabba. Rambam has to say that Abaye was not eating with Rabba. El Rabba levad haya ochel. Umishum achi amar demitnam neim haya kerabbi Yosi. The ulu haya near dem haya aser mimnei shu haya kol shelo haya sham acher. And that's why Abaye was not eating with Rabba, and they had to clarify whether or not Rabba had actually fallen fast asleep, because Rabba was alone. Because if Rabba had been eating with Abaye, what would the Rambam say? Then it's fine no matter what, as long as Abaye was awake.
But what stage of the Seder are we talking about, Jeff? Abaye, what are they falling asleep? They can't do what?
During Achilas Matzah. Let's say
beginning, I think. Telling the story
it could be the beginning, in which case, you know, it'd really be done. But let's say it's the Afikoman, and basically at this point you're done. Right? You're he's pointing out that you can't eat anymore. You're finished.
But if you haven't eaten matzah, you can wash again and eat matzah.
Yes.
If you fall asleep before Afikoman and gave over. Would that be like
as we're gonna see, it could be that if at any point you fall asleep, game over. So at any point you fall asleep, the game over.
Even if it's
you're finished with the suuda, because you can't continue. We're going to see. That's going to be a deal maybe that the Rabbi.
I thought Gemara was talking about the case where you. So the Mishnah was talking about the case where you had some of the Korban Pesach already, and we said you can't eat any more. Not that you miss out the whole mitzvah entirely.
It was.
So why are we talking now about a case where you might miss the whole of matzah entirely?
No, you're not going to miss the whole mitzvah. But you're. Let's say you ate a kezias of matzah at the beginning of the meal, right? Mm-hmm. And then people started talking, and then you fell asleep, right?
So that's
now
the case,
you wake up and you want to continue eating the meal, let's say. You can't.
Can't even eat the meal.
You're done.
You can't eat the meal?
You can't eat anything.
Because it's after midnight, you're saying.
No, because you fell asleep. So now you're done. You would have to wash again. You'd have to start again. You can't do that. We'll see why. We'll give a suggestion for why. What?
If you wash and eat bread and then you fall asleep, you continue your meal afterward?
In a regular case? Not on Pesach? If you fall asleep in the middle of a meal, you have to wash again.
You can, but you can't.
Here, look, Rabbi Soloveitchik makes a diyuk in the Rambam, and he says you can't because you can't eat two psachim. You can't eat twice. If you look, actually, the Rashbam, I think. If you look, here, go back for a second. The Rashbam tells us why. Go back to the Gemara. Take a look. Go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rashbam on the bottom by the Mishnah, on the first daf. Right? He gives the whole explanation. The first thing in the Mishnah. Im itchilu le'achol psachan v'yashnu lo yochlu. Why? Dinira ka'ochol pischo bebet mekomot. Tamei achar she'yashnu hiksichu datan le'achol od v'chashiv le'itana ka'achil et shnei mekomot v'chomer ba'almeho. This is a chumra. But the idea is that it's as though you're eating in two different places.
No, what we're saying is that if the whole chabura fell asleep, then you can carry
right, on. Right. It's like you're eating in two different places. Now, the Rashbam, I believe, says actually, if you go down four lines into the white lines, he says, "V'hu adin nami b'matza b'zman hazeh la'achar she'itchil la'achol matzas chov v'ba'achrona." That's the achrona. V'yashan hefsek achilahi. So the Rashbam assumes that this is only the Afikoman. Kaya. Now this is the Rashbam's position. It's the Rashbam's position. The Rashbam says because it's all of about the Korban
Pesach.
Being like the Korban Pesach. Yes. Not everybody's going to say that. But the Rashbam does say that. Okay, so... So far we've seen a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rambam. They both agree that Lacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but they disagree whether Rabbi Yossi is Machmir or Mekel. Alright? Now take a look at Tosfos though. Tosfos over here that I put on the page. Amar Rav, Shalo Yaakov Mechabur Lechabur. This is actually from the previous daf in the Gemara. And what he's talking about is falling asleep during, what he's talking about is eating in two different places, eating with two different Chaburas. So he says, "Vahinu davka bePesach." Tosfos says, "Avam matza lo ashkachan b'shum duchta the litzer b'shtei mekabot." Who is he disagreeing with? The Rashbam says, "There's no problem with eating matzah They're different places. We never saw that before. You'll tell me it's like Pesach. It's not for this, it's not like Pesach. We do eat after the matzah. Not exactly sure what he means by this. I think he means the first matzah. I assume that's what he means by that. Fine.
No, but we've got, maybe he's talking that we're making, we've got the cost, we've got the final cost after.
I don't think so, because they had that also with the Korban Pesach. And you're allowed to drink. I think he's talking about the first matzah, I think. Either way, it says v'hada kamin l'kaman. What about the story on our daf? Abaye v'yosef kamin d'rabba v'ava kamin amnim. Perish kunchin l'gaman afagav d'lohavi bezmana pesach ha'et kishmatz l'pesach. That's what the Rashbam says, right? Rashbam and Rashi, they both say that it's talking about Pesach night and it's talking about the matzah. Lo nira, Tosfos disagrees. Ubi Yushalmi Mefarish Lagabitanis, Daminan Perakama Ditanis, Yashan Asur Lachov, Lashan of Yashan Mamishava Mistam Nim Lo, Rabba Mistam, Ubay Lemesa, Batarachi, Ukamaisi, Rayami Pesach. You know what he was talking about? Nothing to do with Pesach. He was talking about a fast. A rabbi had said that he was going to take upon himself a fast, and then he'd fallen asleep. And when when he woke up, he asked Abaye, did I doze or did I fall fast asleep? If I dozed, then I can continue to eat. My fast didn't start yet. And if I fell asleep, then my fast has started. And he was only quoting the halacha by Pesach because it's all Torah. Because it's the same halacha, as Yechezkel pointed out, the same halacha for benching and everything like that. So that's what, it was a completely different conversation, Tosa suggests. That's his first suggestion, based on the Yerushalmi. He gives another one. Says, Uperisha Achon Shekasav, I don't know if this is Habal HaMa'or, I think it's Habal HaMa'or, Ritzon Lomar, Sherab Hayim Eznamnim Bebeis HaMedrash. No, Rabba fell asleep in the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash. So what are they talking about? Menim Kanayim Mar V'Amarlo, in Vahenu Animnum Darmin Masnisen, Varatzal Hadienu Achilik Shemin Animnum Varadim Mishum Dalacha Karabi Yosi. He just fell asleep in the Beis HaMedrash, and he wanted to know, did I fall asleep or did I doze? Because they were just discussing about the conversation, about the halacha. In other words, it was a practical lab, right? He'd fallen asleep. He wanted to know, is this considered falling asleep or is this considered dozing? Right? In which case, it's not a halacha for the Seder and may have nothing to do with matzah at all, even for the afikomen. It may be just that the halacha by the Korban Pesach is relevant for the Korban Pesach and has nothing to do with eating matzah. In which case, according to Tosfos, according to the Baal HaMa'or, if you fall asleep, you can continue. You may have to wash again or whatever, but it has nothing to do with whether or not you are able to continue to eat. It's not halacha for our seders nowadays, it's only halacha for Korban Pesach. How do we paskin? So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Mi shiashan b'toch ha-seuda v'hikitz, okay, so for sure we're in the Rambam Rashbam camps already. Right? Because Shulchan Aruch only gives you halachas that are relevant today. He's not going to talk about the Korban Pesach. B'nei chabura sheyashnu miksasam b'tocha seudo chozim v'ochlim. Nirdu mekulam v'nei oru lo yochlu. Nisnamnu kulam yochlu. Very good. Who does he paskin like?
Rambam.
Mekel. Rabbi Yossi, Mekel version. Right? Everybody could doze off and you're good. Half of you fall fast asleep, also good. People fall asleep in the middle of the Seder, okay? As long as there's even one person awake, the Seder can go on. But if everybody just falls asleep on their couches, or like I think like this probably counts, you fall asleep on the table like that, Seder's over. All right? Mm-hmm. Now the Rama says, V'chol zeh einu ela shiashnu lachar sheitchilu lachol ha'afikoman, like the Rashbam. Right? Like Mike was saying before. It's all about the afikoman. So even if you fall asleep during Magid, even if everybody fell asleep during Magid, asleep. Even if everybody fell asleep during Shulchan Aruch, right? Everybody falls asleep, you're fine. You have to fall asleep during afikoman.
In the middle,
what are the chances of everybody falling asleep? Mamash?
During
afikoman.
Which you have to eat within 3 minutes anyway. Whatever it is.
What about after benching? I mean, after... Yeah, yeah. Between Shulchan... Between Orech and Afikoman.
Like, what's going to happen? So the Mishnah comments. He says, "Ritzanu l'medulach hashin on the hefsek zu kaven she'enu b'tocha Afikoman." Well, leini nimtzarich levarich hamotzi oda pam yishum hashena. Okay, so now there's now just for adding a little bit of time. So the Mishnah says, "Do you have? Let's say you did fall asleep during the meal. All right. Let's say you did fall asleep during the meal. So can you just wake up and just continue to eat? Let's say." Even just you, even just an individual, falls asleep during the meal, can you just get up and continue to eat?
No.
So he says, take a look at what I wrote elsewhere. So you look on the left column. The Shulchan Aruch says, Adam sheyashan b'toch sudas shnei tzarai, lo avi hefsek. Shnei tzarai, for our intents and purposes, will be misnamne. V'kein im hefsek b'shar divrei rishus, kigon shehutzach l'nekava v'kiyotzu b'zev. He had to go to the bathroom. In other words, a small hefsek, a minor temporary hefsek, doesn't count in terms of meal halachot. Mishnah Berurah. It says Shina Sarai, Vafilu im Shah Meshach Zaman La Erech Sha'a, Kevan Shenanas Pashenu Lomik Rehefsek. He says, actually, it's not even Misnamnim. It's not Misnamnim. This is Shina Sarai. This means you didn't go to bed. Even if you went like this. If you didn't go to bed, like purposely get up and walk over to the couch or go to bed and fall asleep, which people do. Actually, people do that, right? In the middle of a meal, they get up, they lay down on the couch. That's sleep. That's mamash asleep. So then, as long as it's only shenas arai, lo mikri hefsek, vein tzarech levarech hamotzi. But if you do, but it says, but you do need to do nitzil sadaim, because any hesach hadas, you have to do nitzil sadaim. O b'li bracha, v'im yashan al mitato, shenat keva, v'hefsek, d'zeo siluk v'hesach hadas. That's the end of your meal, and you have to restart again. Okay? So if you went over to the couch in the middle of the Seder, right? Then, this is the halacha, right? If somebody goes over to the couch in the middle of the Seder, lays down, falls asleep for a half hour, wakes up, it's time to do Afikoman, guess what? They have to wash their hands again. With a bracha. Right? And make a hamotzi. What?
Make hamotzi and Afikoman.
Make hamotzi and Afikoman.
Doesn't do the whole thing again.
No. Make some hamotzi and Afikoman. That's what would come out of the Mishnah Berurah. It would seem. Okay. I don't have time really to prepare this properly. They're going to bench at the end. They didn't bench. Yeah. The Rav has a pilpul about this, but I'm not prepared to say it over. Okay. So that's in terms of that first halakha in the Mishnah and how it comes out in the Gemara. Let's talk about the second one. This is where all the fireworks begin in terms of when are you supposed to finish your Seder.
Right?
Because if we take this Gemara at face value, what ends up happening? What should end up happening? That means that you should be getting to Afikomen Bechatzot.
Right.
And then basically it's just Nirtza, Halal and Nirtza. There's no reason to finish the Seder by 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't take 2 hours to do all the Nirtza.
Well, that's 12 o'clock for starters.
Right, that's true. It's not 12 o'clock. Well, let's say it was.
You haven't seen Kino.
Let's say it was.
How could take?
Okay. I don't know what they do at the tables. I think most of the time, I don't know what the ratio. What takes the longest in terms of the Seder? Magid. And Shulchan Aruch, I think, probably compete, no? I don't know. I've never really timed Magid.
Depends
how many people. Depends how many little kids are there.
That's when you do the
number.
Depends
how many kids from Yeshiva are there.
In a hotel, Magid is 3 times a day for Shulchan Aruch. Andrew,
I think my brother once said that you should save
the food.
Because you also feel bad because the waiter is there. You feel bad waiting. You feel bad in a hotel.
Yeah.
If you're in your house, then...
They push you as well.
They have a choice. They just do it. Before you know what's
right. Why do they? I mean, they have to know you're up to. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've been in a hotel, but they have to wait until you're actually up to Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, but then they come to three.
Right.
Is
that even your
protection? One of the rabbis in London said that he had this whole limit how you should save all the different Torah for Shulchan Aruch. You should rush through because there's a whole teretz of everybody else, and you should just say everything and then just keep all the different Torah for Shulchan Aruch and then make that long.
Yeah, there's a lot of suggestions. We're going to get to one of the suggestions after. But so let's see what this actually means. Because, I mean, we have to figure out who we paskin like. That's the first question we should be asking. So look at the Gemara again. Look at Tosfos. Amar Rava. Yeah? Amar Rava. Achal matzah bezman hazeh. Yesh mefarshim. Dekach halacha. Some say that this is the halacha, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? The hastam misnisin kavasei, because the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says chatzos. Vein zaraya, but Tosa says that's not a proof. Why? The perek beis the Megillah ashkech and stama achrina. Because if you look in the second perek of Megillah, I actually put it on the page for you. By the way, take a look in the on the page in the second column. There's Talmud Bavli Masechet Megillah. It says Kol Alayla Kashal Ksira Saomer Ulhekta Chalav and Veivarim Zaklal. It's a whole Gemara over there that says all the mitzvos that anything that's that all the mitzvos that are Kasha Kol Alayla. In other words, they happen at night and you have until the morning. And then it says Zaklal. Davar Shemitzvos Obayom Kasher Kol Ayom. Davar Shemitzvos Obalayla Kasher Kol Alayla. If something's at night, you have all night, meaning until the morning. Davar Shemitzvos Obalayla Kasher Kol Alayla. Latuye Mai. What does that include? Because it's not listed in the Mishnah. Latuye. The Gemara says that the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, when it gives you the klal, is coming to include the Pesach, meaning you have until the morning, and the Mishnah must not be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and it's a Stam Mishnah. There's a klal that Stam Mishnah is better. Stam Mishnah, when there's an uncited Mishnah, there's just one, there's only one opinion, and it doesn't have a name next to it, so that has extra force. So Stam Mishnah, you have one Stam Mishnah now in Megillah, and you have the Stam Mishnah that we have in Pesachim, so it's not a raya. Ashkan Stam Achrina de Lokavasei de Tanan Zaklal Kol Davar Shemitzvos Belayla. I'm back in Tosos. Kasha Kol Alayla Tuya Achilas Pesachim. That's what we just read. Udu Lokar Belaz Ben Azariah. Damar Achilas Pesachim Ad Chatzos. Haynu Vade Midorai. So Batar Achi Pasal Meichel. Aval Had Amin Hekter Chalav Meimurim Ad Chatzos. Kedamin. Okay. So then he gets into. All right. We'll stop there in Tosos. I will show you that there is another Stam Mishnah, though. There's a third Stam Mishnah. This is in Zvachim. HaPesach einu ne'achal al balayla, ve'einu ne'achal al chatzos, ve'einu ne'achal al minuyav, ve'einu ne'achal al tzali. So there you go. So there's another. So basically, what do you have if you're keeping score?
2-1.
It's 2-1, right? So do we play games like that?
No.
Yes.
We don't know. So hold on. So let's look at how the Rishonim read it. So we'll kind of go a little bit in... a little bit in time order. In other words, Tosus over here doesn't really seem to. We didn't read enough, but he doesn't seem to conclude anything. The Rambam. Rambam is only going to quote one opinion. The Rambam says on the bottom. Mitzvah asamin Torah lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asar shenemar be'erev tochlu matzos b'chol makom b'chol zman v'lo tala achil azu b'korban pesach el azu mitzvah b'fnei atzma u'mitzvah sa kol alayla aval. Aval b'sha'ar aregel achilas matzah rishus ratzah achol matzah ratzah achol eures adochen okleos operos aval b'lachamishasar belvad chova u'mishachol kazayis yatzah chovasa. By the way, at the top of the page of the source sheet, right, he can kind of throw you off, but you have to read him carefully. Kfar b'yarim b'kam b'kam b'sheina pesach nechal alad chatos. Ooh, that sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? Kidei l'archik min avera v'din Torah she'ochel kol alayla ad she'alom min v'shachar. Okay, this is part of the Tosfos that I didn't read to you. L'maisa, whenever you have a halacha that's supposed to be kol alayla, well, not whenever, but very often, in particular, let's say Mariv, right? Mariv, kriyashma balayla. How long do you have to read kriyashma balayla? When is the cutoff point for reading kriyashma balayla? Sure. So according to the Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachos, right, it's Machlokas, but Rav Gamliel says you really have
until the morning.
But the Chachamim made a gzera, and they said you should do it before Chatzos because they wanted to make sure that you didn't mess up and think to yourself you had until the morning, and then what happens? You go to sleep and you don't wake up before Alos HaShachar, so you end up missing it. So the Rambam says the same thing applies over here. You have until the morning, but midor abanan, you should really finish until before chatzos. Okay, so that's an opinion. Now, Tosfos on the left side, right? Tosfos on the left side, in the bottom of the first page. This is Tosfos in Megillah, not here in Pesachim. He says, "Lasu yachilas Pesachim de'lokar b'lasu ben Azariah mikol malkom nira de halachik b'lasu ben Azariah." He says the Achazor will also minazaria. Daik estam barvi pesachim. The kaikav said that tana pesach achra katzos mitam etzedayin. That's our Mishnah. V'chein Mishnah beizem mekomen in zvachim. Estam besof perakam de brachos. Gabi maase ubar ubanav shol rogam yom mivis anishta. Amar lahem kol masham rochachami mar katzos mitzvasan achi elam v'rashachar. V'ilachil pesachim loktani. If you are a Medayek in Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says that you have until the morning for Mariv, but you should do it at Chatzos, Midrabanan, but you really have Midaraisa, well, there's no Daraisa, but you really have technically until the morning. But what did he not mention? He didn't mention Pesach. So the Chora of Rabbi Gamliel also thinks that Pesach you only have until Chatzos, Midaraisa. That's how Tosos reads it. Umoki la Karbalazim and Azari, Damar Chatzos, Vim Kain, Tosos says, צריך למהר לאכול מצה בלילה לפסחים קודם חצוס, ואפילו מצה של אפיקומן, שהרי חיוב מצה בזמן הזה הוא אבי מדרייסה, אבל בהלל של אחר אפיקומן אין להחמר כל כך, שהרי מדרבנן הוא. So he thinks that the אפיקומן needs to be eaten before חצוס, but הלל can be done until the morning. So you just have to get in אפיקומן before חצוס. Well, he could have said though, that even הלל, you could have seen him say, even halal should be done before chatzos. Why? Why? Ba'avur zeh, right? Ba'avur zeh, al matzah zemorach alamalu. Halal, l'chor, is part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is part of, you know, it's supposed to be done when the Korban Pesach is there. So, you know, I could have seen him say that halal should also be done before, but he didn't. It's fine. He didn't because he says it's Darabanan. Not because he doesn't think that it should be done at the same time as Korban Pesach. He says it's Darabanan so we can be makeup.
It's Darabanan, it's a whole minhag.
Halal.
The halal is a whole different story there, surely, than the Afikoman or anything, because it's just a minhag that we're doing it. It's not kosher to anything else.
It's more than a minhag. It's a mitzvah Darabanan, just like the kosot, let's say. Mm-hmm. It's a mitzvah Darabanan, and it's supposed to escort the Korban Pesach, right? It's supposed to be part of the Chor, it's supposed to be part of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe you could say the same thing for the Kosot, I'm not even sure. Anyways.
When would they recite Halal at the time of the Korban Pesach?
Did they recite Halal? I don't know. I would have expected they would do the same thing we did.
After finish it?
Well, we split it. We split it. I don't know. We don't know when the Haggadah was written. We know it was written during Tanaic times, but we don't know when. There's a remez that says that Eliyahu wrote the Haggadah. But not like when he was a Navi. There's a few Ramazim to that. One of the Ramazim is in Halach Ma'anya, that the letters Hey Aleph are Rashi Tevers for Eliyahu HaNavi. That's one.
Why?
Because it's Hey Aleph. And he would have signed his name at the beginning of the author of a poem often signs their name at the beginning. There's another rabbi that there's a different girsa in the Haggadah that it's kihalach ma'anya. And if you take kihalach ma'anya, I was just reading this, and you do the gematria of if you fill it out. In other words, you take kaf hey lamed, I think. Not sure if it's that.
This is a really like round the house.
Then you and you take that out, then it comes out with the same gematria as Eliyahu HaNavi. I forget exactly how you do it, but there's a way to do it. Actually, it's on my phone. I took a picture of it so I could send it out on the WhatsApp. So let me hold on. Where is it? I took it. Where is it? Hold on 1 second. Bear with me. Pesach. This is the Rosh Teva Shal Kehalach Ma'anya Hem Gematria Eliyahu HaNavi. How does that work? Kaf Lamed Ayin is 120. Eliyahu HaNavi is how much? Is it 120? Oh, so you didn't have to do any extra special things. It's Kaf Lamed Ayin. Kaf Lamed Ayin. And that's exactly what Eliyahu HaNavi would do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you said he wasn't a navi at that point.
No, meaning I don't know if he wrote it when he was a navi or if he wrote it like Tana de Be'eliyahu is a midrash that was supposedly taught by Eliyahu to one of the Tanaim. Yeah. Okay. So that's Rambam versus Tosus. The Rambam assumes that we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They pass like Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva would be Machmir. And he would say, you should do it by Chatos. Whereas Tosus says, Minadin, Midaraisa, you're not Yotze if you don't eat. He sounds like, you're not even Yotze if you don't eat the Afikomen by Chatos. Midaraisa. You have to eat the Afikomen by Chatos. That's what Tosus says.
Is this as far as the Ashkenazi thing?
It doesn't shake out like that. It doesn't end up shaking out like that. So the Rush jumps in. He says, "L'chor niyad alach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." Rush says, "It sounds like alach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." The stamas nisin kavasei. The tanana pesach achar chatzos b'tamis edayim. V'chein stamas nisin. And he continues, and then he says, "Umay umay detreo tlas stami mechad stama." He says, "We don't play games. You don't do 2-on-1 or 3-on-1 or anything like that. Stam and stam." So they're both stam. V'gam ha'yis stam the Megillah k'tani la'bahadei alchaz ha'psika. And he says, and there's benefit to the Megillah one, because at least the Megillah one says it is actually related to a halacha that we for sure know is halacha. So it's not clear. He says, umiyu nachal nachmir. It's better to be machmir. Because Rabbi Akiva would even be moda that you should be marchik damin avera. Basically the same as the Rambam. V'cheina yanoeg rabinu tam. Okay. So where are we passing? The Shulchan Aruch says, "Lachar gemar kol seuda, ochlim imata shmur utachas amapa kezayis kol echad zechel pesach hanechal al sova." That's the afikomen. That's the last thing that you eat. V'ochlenu behasei bavloi varichalav v'hizari lochlo kodem chatzos. V'yaknimatz meshugam ahali kari kodem chatzos. See, the Rama jumps in and says that you should say halal before chatzos, even though the Tosfos didn't assume that you had to do that. Fine.
So if you don't make it by chatzot, you have what to rely on.
So hold on. So you definitely have what to rely on, and you also have solutions. So the Mishnah Berurah, we'll get to that in a second. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kol shein gezayit harishon shemivarchen alav achilas matzah shetarich lizarim ho shelo la'achol chatzos." For sure, you should get to achilas matzah before chatzos. That's for sure. He says, but actually, even that, you may also for that have until the morning. So if you find yourself at Achilas Matzah, maybe, you know, let's say you had a Hatzalah call and you missed, and you get back late, you get back after Chatzos, and you haven't even had your first bite of Matzah. What should you do? So he says you should eat Matzah, but you should not make Al Achilas Matzah on that, because you don't know for sure. V'gam Moror, Avshu Midorabani Yizar Lachla Godem Chatzos, V'im Icher Yochlenu B'lo Bracha. Says Maror, almost for sure you should eat before Chatzos because it's like the Korban Pesach, right? But that's not so hard. That's like Achilas Matzah. Maror, you eat right away at the beginning of the meal. What should you do if you're like right up against the clock? Yikadesh, Yishtekos Rishon, Yitol Yadav, Yivarech Motzi, Achilas Matzah, because the second coast is not Daraisa, right? Second course is only the Rabbanan, so you should eat the matzah before that. V'yochel v'gam yivarech ala maror teichef kodem chatzos v'achar kach yomar gada v'achar kach yisod tzudasa. Right? The four kosos are the Rabbanan. Halal is the Rabbanan. Even maror is the Rabbanan, but at least it makes sense to do it before chatzos, better than anything else. So that should be the order if you find yourself up against it. The last side we don't have to do, it's just the Bir Halacha shows how basically there's, you know, a ton of Rishonim on one side and a ton of Rishonim on the other side, and then you have all the Rishonim who are in the middle who say you should be Machmir, even if we pass like Rabbi Akiva. What should we do? Because according to this, we should really be eating the Afikomen before Chatzos. Everybody seems to agree that. Everybody agrees you should eat the Afikomen before Chatzos. But not everybody does that, right? People aren't so careful. So on the one hand, we could say that it's only a Chumrah. The story that I heard was Rosham Shvadron. Apparently he was once at a Seder and the meal went late and it was after Chatzos and he didn't even stop the Seder, he didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him afterwards and he said, look, there's a Daraisa din of Avtalecha Kamocha, of Ben Adam Chavero. These women, they prepared a beautiful meal, I'm not going to cut it off in the middle. versus, you know, a chumra that I'm going to eat the afikomen before chatzos. Mele, I already had matzah before chatzos. The afikomen has to eat before chatzos. It's a machlokas rishonim. This is for sure. They would like for us to enjoy the meal, to sit back and relax. I don't know whether that's true nowadays, whether, I mean, this was not so long ago, but I don't know. The women, I think, want to finish the meal. But they also want you to enjoy the meal. So maybe it's a good idea to do magid shorter or something like that. So there is that. But there are other solutions as well. This is the Avne Nezer. The Avne Nezer, the Sukkot Shavuot Rabbi, this is by far the most famous thing that the Avne Nezer has said. They even have a name for it. It's called the Tanai Avne Nezer. Everybody brings that up. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but in the yeshivas, they, you know, every year it comes up. Not everybody remembers it after that of yeshiva, but it always comes up. The Tanai of the Avne Nezer. So this is where it comes from. The Avne Nezer is, the context is actually funny context. The tshuva itself. Has anybody heard of the Tanai of the Avne Nezer? No? Okay, fine. So he definitely haven't heard how he got where he got to. The tshuva itself is actually wondering why we say al achilat matzah and not le'echol matzah. That's what the tshuva is actually wondering about. So that's the context. We say al achilat matzah. So he says, he explains why we say al achilat matzah. He says, "Baye yeshli ten tam de marachina al achilat matzah umaror le'rabbi Lezman azari de'achilas pesach ad chatzotz." How did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah get to the conclusion that you have to eat matzah, that you have to eat the korban pesach by chatzot? He said because you have balayla and balayla. Balayla, the first one is chatzot, so the second one is also chatzot. But he says, well, wait a second here. Adavar yipale. Sharei avara ba'eretz mitzrayim haya barega. Chatzot mamash. It was at midnight. It was something that happened instantaneously at midnight. It was a one-time event. Ve'ech yalef la'achilat Pesach ad chatzot. How can you make a gzera shava between that to Pesach? Pesach, eating the Pesach is something that takes time. It's not something that you do right then and there. Like Hashem, who immediately, like in 1 second, went through all of Mitzrayim. I don't know how he knows that Hashem went through in 1 second all of Mitzrayim. It could have taken time. It could have taken at least 3 minutes, maybe. I don't know. Definitely in the movie it did. But either way, he says it wasn't instantaneously. So he says, what do you learn? What does it tell you about the mitzvah of Achilat Pesach? So Ichlomer Kevin the Yevshu Lechol B'Chatzot Mama Shein Bo Hemshech Zman Klal V'Hamas Etzarich Hemshech Zman. Al korchach hapirush shebechatzot yekvar habasar pesach neachal. V'chein b'matzah de'olaf in pesach v'chol shekin maru d'ksiv gabi pesach v'im kein. The mitzvah's matzah umaru shebegiyah chatzot yekvar neachal yotor tov v'varech ba'al. So what does he say? He says there's a mitzvah to eat the korban pesach balayla, but the outgrowth of that is, who wants to say it? What does he say about it? The outgrowth of that is that the concept of the cutoff point is that you have to have eaten it by chatzot. Meaning that it has to be in your belly and has to be the last thing that you ate at chatzot. In other words, there is an instantaneousness over here, which is similar to the way that God went through Mitzrayim in one moment. It means that by the time you get to chatzot, it has to have happened. And you have to be in a state of, I have eaten Korban Pesach and it is the last thing that I ate. In that case, it makes sense to say, al achilat matzah, or al achilat Korban Pesach, because it's not about the act of eating it, it's about being in a state of having eaten it. Interesting. A little bit different than what we're used to. But now he says, now we can say something else. He says, now we can understand the concept of not eating anything after the afikoman. That's the idea. The whole idea of ein maftir nachar pesach afikoman, it isn't stop. Some of the Rishonim say the idea is that what did they say? What did he have to say? He said that the idea might be. What did he say? We've talked about this before, but don't remember what we said. Can't remember now. But there are a lot of different ways of saying why in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. But he's going to basically say because you have to reach Chatzot with the Afikomen being the last thing, with the Korban Pesach being still in your mouth, or the last thing that you ate. That's the whole idea. And he says that makes a lot of sense. But now he says, Va'al Kain, the last paragraph, Nira Dildina, Lamanda Mayna Pesach Nechalat Chatzot, Vuadin Matzah, Zelachar Chatzot Mutar Lechol. He says, if that's the case, then even according to the one who says that you have only until Chatzot to eat, you know what that means? That means that what happens after Chatzot? You can eat. The whole halacha is only that the last thing that you ate before Chatzot is the Korban Pesach, or in our case, the matzah. But after Chatzot, it's fine. Now, the Korban Pesach has to be burned. It's nosar. But the matzah and eating anything else should be fine. He says, this is practical advice. If you see that in the middle of the meal, you're reaching chatzot, and you're not going to have time to finish the whole meal, Yochal kezayit matzah al tnai. You should eat matzah al tnai. Im halacha k'rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yesh l'shem afikomen. If the halacha is like a Elazar ben Azariah, then this is your afikomen. V'yamtin ad l'achar chatzot v'yochal sudaso. And then wait, don't eat anything else until chatzot. A minute after chatzot, continue to eat. Eat your meal. And then at the end of that, eat your afikomen again. And what does it mean?
What about the nosar?
He's talking about matzah here. He's talking about matzah nowadays. Right, in other words, right. You don't have a problem with nosar. And so you don't have a problem. In Achinami, if you would have a problem with nosar, you wouldn't be able to eat the afikomen. You wouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach after. But nowadays, there's no problem. He said. He claims it's a big leap. It only works within his framework. In other words, assuming that the whole idea is that you're supposed to be in a state of having eaten the Korban Pesach at Chatzot, then there's no problem with eating after Chatzot. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees with this whole theory. He says that's not the idea. The idea is that Korban Pesach should be the last thing that you eat. Before the bichlal, right? In general.
Does Chabad hold for this?
Chabad?
Didn't you say it was the second of Rabbi Tzurebi?
No, this is the Sukachov Rabbi, sorry. Rabbi of Sukachov. The Avnei Nezer, he's the same person who wrote the Egle Tal. His son was the Shemishmua. But this is, but Avnei Nezer is a massively important halacha, set of halacha chulos.
What does Moshe hold?
So Moshe finds he disagrees with this. He says this tonight is worthless. You have to eat before Chatzos.
Here it is, you have to eat before Chatzos.
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva would say that eating after the Afikomen is something else. What do you mean? Meaning, Rabbi Akiva is even saying you have to eat the second Afikomen, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. You want to, yeah, but you want to eat your Suda, and then you have to eat an Afikomen because of Rabbi Akiva. You're trying to be Yotzi Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
So when Rabbi Akiva is learning about this moment, there's something about the afikomen and not eating anything after.
Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, you still have to have an afikomen.
Correct. And he's saying there's you have the afikomen, okay?
You have one afikomen at 11 o'clock, at 11:45, then you stop eating. Then at 12.
But that's to get the same the two opinions. Meaning,
yes.
Rabbi Nezer would say this idea of being able to eat after the afikomen is only according to Rabbi Nezer. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have afikomen, you can't eat. If you're second afikomen, you don't eat after that.
Right, of course. Akiva. Yeah, yeah. And the truth is that if you stopped eating, you would be yotzei Rabbi Akiva as well, but you want to continue eating.
Is this the halacha ma'aser in the yeshiva world? So they have two afikomen, isn't it?
If you found yourself before chatzos, then what you could do is the tenai of the Avnei Nezer, which is to eat eat afikomen right before chatzos, then wait, and then you continue to eat after.
And then if you continue to eat after, is that you don't need to make it wash again or
no? No, same meal. And then you eat afikomen again at the end. Now, one proviso to this is the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, so he points out that the Griz, right, Rav Yitzchak Zev Salvechik, he disagreed. He thought that Avnei Ezer didn't go far enough. He said, Avnei Ezer, what do you need the Tnai? He says, Hosif al-atat Avnei Ezer, ha-muva b'dvarinu sham, de-lo tzarech le-tnai, b'shum da-kazayit ha-acharon sh'havei b'metzias hu-afi komen. What do you need a Tnai for? What do you need the, what's the point of the Tnai? Just eat the afi komen.
Stop.
Stop. What? Why? What do you need the Tnai for? The Tnai says, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is my afikomen. And if it's not, then my afikomen is later. What do you need the Tnai for? Just do it. Eat the afikomen, wait. Mimela, that's going to be your afikomen. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can now eat again. Eat. Of course you can.
Why?
You just... You can, of course you can. No, all you have to do is just eat matzah. Eat matzah at 11:45. Stop eating. Mimele, it's going to be your afikomen. And then at 12, you can continue to eat. But who cares whether it's Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? You don't need a tnai. It doesn't matter. You don't have to say anything. And we'll get to why it's important soon. So Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat twice afikomen. He says the kavana becomes irrelevant, which means the tnai becomes irrelevant. In other words, you don't have to have in mind anything. Basically, do whatever you want. Well, do this. And let God sort it out. Right? Either way, one of them was your afikomen. You didn't eat two afikomens. You can't eat two afikomens. That's true. But you're not eating two afikomens. You're just eating matzah twice. And one of them will be afikomen. And we'll wait and find out later which one was really your afikomen. That's what the Griz says. Now, in the second tshuva, the Minchas Chicha says, don't do it tonight, he says. You should not do it tonight. Why? Because you could lose out by doing it tonight. Because what did you say? If you do the tonight, what happens? You're saying, if the halacha is like Rabbi Zevin Azariah, then I'm yotzei with this afikomen. And if halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then I'm not yotzei with this afikomen, right? Oh, sound good? Does that sound like a good idea? At first glance, it sounds like a good idea, right? It sounds like that's going to be helpful. What?
You can't call it afikomen.
No, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is my afikomen, and we're good. And if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, this is not my afikomen.
Right.
And then later on will be my afikomen. That sounds good. That sounds helpful, right? But there's a problem there. The after below kavana yotzei b'diavad. He says the truth is, he thinks that tonight doesn't necessarily work. No, I'm sorry. He says, if you didn't do anything, you'd still be fine. But if you do the tonight, behipuch kavana bevada lo yata, you really won't be yotze according to Rabbi Akiva with the first afikomen. V'im kein shuv Rabbi Akiva desfrili da zman achilas matza adalos hashachar im yomer im alach Rabbi Akiva yotze beafikomen sheni. That's after chatzot. Im kein machilato achar chatzot lo kiyam a mitzvah lechatchila. Remember all the Rishonim who said, including the Rambam, who said the Chatchila, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you should be eating before Chatzot. So what did you do? You shot yourself in the foot. Because what you did was you said that if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then I'm not yotzei with this one. But then you could have been yotzei with him, the Chatchila. Because according to the Avnei Nezer, it could be that even according to Rabbi Akiva, you could eat after Chatzot. This is not clear. I'm not exactly sure why he would say this. But it could be that even according to Rabbi Akiva, you could eat after Chatzot as long as you ate your afikomen before Chatzot. Because he thinks that you should. Not clear, exactly clear. But that's why he says, just don't make the tnai at all. Just eat matzah before Chatzot. Stop. And then continue your meal after Chatzot. Don't say anything. because you don't want to mess yourself up either way. So that is what I think is the most common solution to this problem, which is if you see yourself coming up on Chatzos, have everybody eat a little bit, eat another kazayis of matzah. If you really feel like you need to eat more seuda.
What do you do with the bottom piece?
With the what?
The actual,
you have to add to it anyways. That piece of matzah, that half piece of matzah is not going to last for the whole table anyways. What we try to do is you try to mix it up with other pieces.
And you're going
to
keep it some for the second?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Avni and Izzar didn't actually intend for you to say that? Because that sounds weird to expect somebody to have that in mind, to have this Tanai in mind. Just do it. Like you said, just do it.
I don't know whether you actually had to say it out loud or you just have it in mind.
Think it or whatever, but the point is that...
No, he thinks you should do it all Tanai. He says, Imalach v'rblezim v'nazari yelishem
v'kome. Now, maybe he's saying that in practice, the reason why you should follow these steps is because...
You think that the Avni and Izzar didn't think you actually had the Tanai? Like, kind of like... The Minchas Yitzchak?
Yeah.
It could be. Minchas Yitzchak didn't think so.
Does that sound weird? That sounds
no,
weird.
No, because he says if you do have it in mind tonight, then it's Hipoch Kavana. It means that you weren't Yotzi according to Rabbi Akiva.
So he was assuming that. Yeah.
And as I said, I'm not sure that Rav Weiss is right, meaning according to Rabbi Akiva, you could run into a problem if you. Meaning it definitely will work by not saying anything. But I'm not sure you lose anything by saying the tonight. Because you do want to not be Yotze according to Rabbi Akiva before Chatzos, if you plan on eating afterwards, it seems to me. Yeah. That's it.
Before us, we bring the shoe, can you count it in the middle of the line?